after people quit smoking, they have to recognize that their life is going to continue on after, you know, being a smoker. And things are going to go wrong in their lives at different points in time. And they're going to feel bad at different points in time. But they're going to need to understand that these things would have happened whether they ever quit smoking or not, or whether they ever took up smoking or not. It's natural in the beginning to blame every negative feeling you have on not smoking. But over the long term, people have to be a little more discriminating. They have to look on at things happening around them if they're feeling bad to see, hey, is there some reason they're feeling bad? The first clinic I did after I left the American Cancer Society, and I was with them for a number of years, but then in November of 1978, I left the Cancer Society, and I started running clinics full-time at a local community hospital near where I lived. And we had a situation, we had a clinic in November, that was the first one that I did. There was actually one in September before I was hired by the hospital that I just did the introductory session and somebody else was running that clinic until they were able to get me on board, and I just said, I'll just do the first one for free, no problem. So I did the first session of the September clinic, and then I did the November clinic. And the November clinic, we had 33 people. 30 who quit smoking, and we're doing fine. They did fine through the November. They got through the Thanksgiving holiday. They got through the Christmas time, and I was following up the group, and people were doing really, really well. January 2nd, I got a call. Actually, January 1st, I got a call from two or three people from that group that they were going nuts, you know, and from not smoking. This is what they said. I said, what do you mean you're going nuts? I'm nervous. I'm irritable. Kind of climbing the wall. And these were people who had no contact with each other. They were not feeding each other information. If that wasn't bad enough, the next day, I got a call from four more people from that group saying they were going nuts from not smoking. And I said, what do you mean they were going nuts from not smoking? And they were saying, oh, they were nervous, they were irritable, they were climbing the wall, they didn't know what to do with themselves, and it was because they quit smoking. I asked them how they were last week. You know, it was okay last week. You know, I asked how they were, around Christmas. Well, they were okay around Christmas, but this is different. They're having a really tough time. If this were the first clinic that I'd ever done in my life, I'd think, wow, at, 7 weeks or so, something really bottoms out. It wasn't my first clinic, and I knew what was wrong with this group. New Year's Eve, December 31st, around 4 p.m. that year, it started snowing in Chicago. It started snowing, and it didn't stop. It snowed, and it snowed, and it snowed. By New Year's evening, New Year's Day, anyone who went out drove somewhere in their car in Chicago that was not, a few blocks from where they lived. They were stuck wherever they were at. The roads, you couldn't get past them. They couldn't deal with the volume of snow that came down. It was a very major blizzard for Chicago. It was a blizzard that undid the candidacy of the current mayor at that time when he ran again, because that was the rallying cry that the opponent used was, look what happened during this blizzard. They, you couldn't move. Chicago was useless. It shut down the city, the entire city. People who were calling me up on that first day and on that second day were complaining about being nervous, irritable, climbing the walls, not knowing what to do with themselves, and blaming it on the fact that they'd quit smoking. If these people were looking around at what was happening to everybody around them, they should have seen what was happening here. The front page of one of the local newspapers, of the major newspapers of Chicago, the front page had a game board on it called Monotony. It was like a Monopoly game board, but it was called Monotony. Your car has been towed. Go back three spaces. It was doing games like that, all the different boards. And the main story on that page with the Monotony game board, the main story on the sidebar was the blizzard itself and how the city was kind of crippled, and the sidebar story on cabin fever. And if people who were calling me were reading the newspaper, and again, that's possibly never were able to get the newspaper, it didn't get to them by this point. If they were reading the newspaper, though, or if they were listening to any radio or TV station, they were talking about cabin fever. And if these people went down the checklist of cabin fever symptoms to what they were calling me and saying they were experiencing because of they've quit smoking, and this was now withdrawal. If they had compared the symptoms, they would have realized they were having the exact same symptoms as every human being in Chicagoland at that point in time from the effects of the blizzard. They were writing it off to the fact that they'd quit smoking. It's crucial that people realize that life goes on without smoking. People who'd quit, 7 weeks earlier were having those symptoms. People who were never smoked a day in their life, were having those symptoms. People who were chain smokers at this point in time were having those symptoms. In fact, if we really want to come down to it, who had the worst time period during this particular time period? It was the current smokers. Because they weren't only having cabin fever, they were also likely starting to run down on cigarettes. You know, they had a certain amount in their homes to get through, you know, a day, sometimes two. But there's a lot of people who don't keep extra cigarettes. They buy them by the pack on a daily basis. I love why they do that. If you ask people why they don't buy the carton, because they're so much cheaper if you do it that way. Well, if I buy a carton, I got to smoke them all. They're going to smoke them all anyway. It's just a matter of time when they're going to smoke them. But these people who were starting to run out of supplies, they would ration in the beginning. They're going through cabin fever and drug rationing at the same point in time. And then when they would start running out, then they would be in trouble. Because now they would, in a sense, have to maybe go out in some very inclement conditions. This wasn't the only time in Chicago we had bad, dangerous weather. We've had times where it's like 60 below wind chills. You know, it was a 26 degree below zero at one point with very high winds, and they were talking 60 below wind chills. People were terrified of leaving their homes. You know, your car may not start. If you got it started and you went to another location and to go shopping, you don't know when you got back to your car, it was going to start again. You might be trapped at that other location. People weren't leaving their house for anything at that point in time, anything, unless they ran out of cigarettes. And then all of a sudden, they find themselves, you know, putting on every article of clothing they can find. They find themselves going out in conditions that might be life-threatening. Now, sure, they're going to use the logic, oh, but, you know, I needed milk anyway, I needed this anyway. But you know what? They would have improvised. If cigarettes were not in the picture, many of these people would have found powdered milk. They would have found other things that they could have done to get through a little bit longer. But the cigarettes are often the factor that pulls them out, that they will eventually break for to go get them. Everybody has a tough time during these conditions, but people who are smokers, who don't have ample supply of cigarettes, are going to face it worse. Life goes on without smoking, no question about it, and there will be times where things go wrong. Don't automatically look at those times and think, oh, if I were smoking, this wouldn't be happening. Because in all reality, you're going to realize when it's a, you know, weather kind of condition, it would be happening whether you were ever smoking or not. The odds are you will handle these crises better. You will handle them without having to deal with withdrawal aspects. And the sad part is you'll probably face more of these crises throughout your life because you're probably going to live longer. And living longer, you will have times where things go bad. But you know what? You're going to have a whole lot more good times too. Your life will be a higher quality under every condition as long as you, you know, stick to a commitment that you made to never take another puff.